Hey, what's up, Dish? How you doing? So, for the most part, it was like real big on social media with the Will Smith smack over Chris Rock and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I mean, now I guess we'll basically have to see what was that, the Oscars when he did that? That was Oscars, right? So, I guess we'll basically have to see if Will Smith is invited to the Oscars next year in 20 this year, right?
2023.
2023?
Yeah.
Wait, that was earlier this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, in March, right? And so 2023 will be the next time that we see the Oscars, and we'll see if Will Smith is invited after his acts of committing, pretty much what I would consider assault, or the law should, to another person. I mean, it was. The cops, I think actually law enforcement did approach Chris Rock, and he refused to press charges, was the reason why Will Smith wasn't arrested, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what was going around.
So lately now, I mean, and okay, but what I'm really trying to get to is, like, currently what I'm hearing though is now that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are having problems. But before we get there, the smack was basically, Tish, why don't you explain why Will Smith smacked Chris Rock in the face of the Oscars?
Oh, because he made a joke about Jada Pinkett, right?
Yeah, that was right.
About being bald, saying GI Jane joke.
Yeah, well, he just basically pointed. Yeah, he was announcing, doing his thing, and he had seen Will Smith, or I don't know if Will Smith was being accommodated for an award or whatnot, but they're clearly in Chris Rock's eye view, and Chris Rock pointed to the fact because due to the fact that Jada Pinkett was there and sporting a bald head at the Oscars, that GI Jane 2, right, was coming out to theater, and I guess kind of like referring that Jada Pinkett would play the main character in G.I. Jane 2, which there was G.I. Jane 1, who was played by
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, where she shaved her head and she was a woman in the military, right?
Yes, trying to make the Navy SEALs.
Was that intense? Really? Was that what?
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And the name of that movie was
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane. And that was G.I. Jane was a female that was trying to make the Navy SEALs. And now, current day and time, are there any female Navy SEALs?
I don't know for sure.
I don't know for sure either. That's something that we need to look up. I mean, we should look that up right now. I mean, that's just, I mean, because it just questions me, Dish, because it makes me something I want to question, because why would they make that movie? I mean, unless it was just a movie, which usually movies are movies, and just out of the blue, something to talk about, something to think about, right?
Yeah.
Which makes movies movies, which makes great movies great movies. G.I. Jane seems like it would be the type of movie that would make a great movie. A female that is trying to be a Navy SEAL. And I just want to know if any female has really attempted or has succeeded
I
at
think
becoming a
I
Navy
think
SEAL,
someone
which would be
did.
awesome.
Yeah, I think someone did attempt it. I think that's what it was based on, but I'm not sure if she made it or not.
Well, and it was, so that wasn't a true story, was it?
I don't think it was true, but it was based like.
Maybe on a woman that had once attempted to be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
So we are currently looking that up to see, folks, if that is if that is based, like, loosely on a true story, or if it's just just complete fiction. But besides that, the point is that Will Smith smacked Chris Rock in the face because he had noticed Jada Pickett. Chris Rock noticed Jada Pickett was sitting in the crowd with a bald head, and had said that, "Hey, G.I. Jane 2 is coming soon. I'll be looking forward to seeing you in it, Jada." Which then she gave a dirty look. I don't know if it was to Chris Rock, but it was in the way, I guess, from the videos that we could see, directed towards Will Smith. But you clearly see Will Smith laughing after the comment, right?
Yeah, he was laughing.
Yeah, he was laughing. And then I think it was a look that Jada Smith, that you could also see where she rolls her eyes, right? And get, in Will Smith's direction. And all of a sudden, after, we have the reaction from Will Smith that led him to walk on stage and smack Chris Rock in the face, right?
Yeah.
And now, this is old news. This is old news. We're in fall now. That was in the early spring. And so the reason I bring this up now, because currently, Dish, we both, I think it was you that had mentioned it to me, that there's the show that Jada Pinkett, I think, is the host of, or it's her show. in which prior to the smack, kind of referring to the small part, if you know, I guess, what was happening amongst that couple, which is kind of weird why I know this, but Chris Rock, I think when he said to, hey, I could have said this after he got smacked in the face, when, you know, when he was kind of trying to explain to Will Smith that it was a joke, and he kind of briefly said that he could have said it, but then just brushed it off and, you know, continue as a professional. I think he might have been referring to the fact of what Jada Pinkett admitted on her show. I don't know. Clarify. There's a show, right? Does she?
Yeah, there's an online show that she hosts. I think it's a podcast. And they were on it. He was on it with her.
Do you know the name of the show?
I believe it's Red Table Talk.
Red Table Talk. I think you're right, because yeah, it's like a red table and
lame. He was on the show, and she admitted to him having an affair with one of Jaden's friends.
Wait, who did? Him or her?
Her. She admitted to Will Smith having an affair with one of Jaden's friends.
Wait, Will Smith had an affair with one of Jaden's female friends?
Jada admitted to Will Smith on the show that she had an affair with one of Jaden's friends.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarifying that. So Jada admitted to Will Smith, her husband, that she had an affair.
Well, an entanglement, that's what she called it.
That's right. That was the famous word. It was an entanglement. And that was kind of something that went around on, like, social media.
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, every like, there was females, like, posting, like, oh, good for her and all this shit. And
hey, that's what I mean. Like,
if it was the other way around, they would have been like, oh, Will, you're an asshole and you're a fucking asshole.
But that was the thing, is I kind of feel like when that word first came out, that was presented by her entanglement, that it was going to be the privilege, you know, for a woman to, like, go ahead and, like, experiment with cheating, quote unquote, but still keeping the man she loved if he made good money. But she could still go out and do what she wanted to do, and it would become like a proper term. Mm-hmm. But what, you know, there were people that, yeah, like you said, females or whatnot, whoever else, that, yeah, like, kind of promoted that, you know, a value of it being, you know, a reasonable thing to do. But you can't do shit like that if you're in a relationship. There's no such thing as entanglement. And eventually, more so, the public shot it down. And people were just, like, clowning it. Like, yeah. I've seen so many posts, like, this is an entanglement, you know, of, like, people getting violent and stuff, like, you know, yeah. So it obviously was a poor excuse for her, a made-up word, I think, for her to use for cheating on her husband, right?
Yeah.
And so now, current Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, something you kind of informed me about, the Red Table, whatever her podcast is, she recently had her son, right?
Yeah.
And her son is?
Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith, who's known for Pursuit to Happiness. What's the other one that he acted with Will Smith in?
After Earth.
After Earth, which totally bombed. And anyhow, their son, went on as a guest on Jada Pinkett's show and brought up the fact that Jada Pinkett, when I say her, and Will Smith are going through problems right now, and they're in the process of separating.
Yeah.
And more so, Will Smith is
Suicidal.
Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. How could you be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and be suicidal, Dish?
Being a prince, it's a heavy burden, I guess.
But also being married to a bald-headed lady who feels like that's okay to cheat and still have a normal type of relationship, but not only cheat with another man, but to cheat with one of your sons. It's your son's friends. I feel like that's just beyond just, I don't know, like, a boundary is not even the appropriate word. I'm trying to think of a worse word, I mean, but that is, like, I think fucking your kid's brother, you're the dad, fucking your, you know, daughter's friend, or the mom, fucking your fucking son's friend, is worse than, like, fucking, like, a relative, or just cheating alone.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you know, yeah, like you say, it's wrong. I'm like, I don't condone any of that shit. Like, it's your kids' friends. Like, you're supposed to be, you know, protecting them too, as, you know, when they come to your house, not fucking them.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, And I mean, this the lifestyle of the rich and the famous is just totally different from like the normal lifestyle, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
and I mean, maybe in that kind of lifestyle, that's a thing. But still, even then, they're human beings. There's boundaries. I'm sure they're aware of. And that has to just affect Will that much more. I mean, if Jada was alone, like, fucking, like, his friend or just anyone in general other than, you know, him, who she's married to. But at the same time, it's an affair with their child's friend. Their child's. Not their friend's friend or the friend of a friend or a friend. Their child's friend.
Or their friend's child.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just bad all around.
Yeah.
I mean, and now Will Smith being suicidal. I don't think that Will Smith should be suicidal over Jada Pinkett. I don't think that she's worth it. I feel that Will Smith is the more of the accomplished one in that relationship, that has accomplished more, like with his movies, his achievements. Nothing. I'm not taking anything away from Jada Smith. I just feel Will has done more, and is more of a name. And if I feel she's doing this way to feel like she's empowered, or that, like, you know, she is, you know, trying to prove something for women, I don't know what she's trying to do. But however, I just feel that she is in the wrong, and that Will should not be suicidal over this woman or any woman, because he's fucking Will Smith and he could get anyone he wants other than his wife if he really tried. I feel,
yeah, I don't think he's like suicidal over the fact that she's leaving him or they're separating. I just think it's like what she caused, you know, his career, because it's not only like makes his makes him, like, to me, it makes him seem like a simp, you know, like he was on the show crying, you know, like when she was telling him, and he still stayed with her and then defended her in national television, smacking Will's Chris Rock, and then, you know, going to backlash like that, and then he suffered from that, from being, you know, kicked out of the Academy and appearances to any other award shows, and he suffered from that. So, like, I think he's just finally realizing that, like, she's bad news, and it's just like, you know, trying to.
I agree totally with everything you said on set, that she's bad news. I just feel that that's his wife, and that now that she's the one in the wrong doing everything she's doing, and he truly loves her and wants to keep her. And I think that was what led to how he acted by smacking Chris Rock. Because that's the kind of shit you do when a woman's got you, you know, pinned on her thumb, and you're in the losing end. And like we said earlier, he laughed at the joke that Chris Rock said. But we clearly seen Jada roll her eyes. And if you're having problems with your wife and say something, then all of a sudden he was totally defensive of his wife, assaulted a man in national television, a historic American award ceremony known as the Oscars, which pretty much probably fucked up any invitations, you know, in the future for him being invited to the Oscars because of that. Anyhow, did it because I think he's just was emotionally unstable and not in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, and he won too that night, right?
Exactly. He won the award. He had everything to gain and nothing to lose, but he chose to lose by reacting over a joke that he felt that his wife took offense of, because we clearly seen him laughing about it. And because I feel like that he was emotionally unstable because of what they were going through, what she's basically pitting him through. He felt like he needs to do everything that he needs to do to try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I like you have brought up, I'm glad we talked about this. Will Smith being suicidal. What are your final thoughts, though, on Will Smith being suicidal? Do you think he should just get out, bail? He has all his accomplishments. He has his kids. Just get away from the marriage and meet someone else?
Yeah, not necessarily go meet someone else. I'm sure he probably already has, you know, girls lining up behind on his front door. But, you know, take some time off for yourself. You know, recuperate from, you know, this disastrous events that's probably ruined your career. And, you know, take a break from, you know, her, and, you know, be yourself, be the Fresh Prince.